This is the NAB AFL Trade Radio Podcast. NAB, backing business in moments that matter.
Time now, for the first time in NAB Trade Radio 2017, to speak to this man who's been a very solid and good contributor for us for a long time on NAB Trade Radio, Andrew McKay of the Carlton Footy Club. Hello for the first time 2017 NAB Trade Radio style, Andrew.
Afternoon, Damien. How are you going?
We're well. We get the feeling that your club, the Blues, are going to be doing as they've done in recent years and get pretty active in the next 2.5 weeks.
Yeah, well, I mean, obviously, you have to look at Richmond and their rise up the ladder between the last year and this year, and that's due to obviously some good drafting and some good trading. So, like everyone, we want to improve our list. We need to improve the depth of our list, and we'll do that ideally through both methods, through the trade period and also through the draft to get that good balance.
Okay. We'll wait through a couple of specifics from about now. Bryce Gibbs came as a bolt out of the blue around about 12 months to the day last year when he sought a release to the Adelaide Crows, despite having a contract that actually goes into next year. Have you had that same conversation? Have you had that same request from him just yet?
No, we haven't. We haven't. And, we can only, really pat Bryce on the back at this stage. He came back into the club for pre-season last year after requesting a trade and, put his best foot forward, came back in great condition, put his best foot forward and had a really good, solid year for us. So, he did a super job this year and, he's, as you guys are alluding to, he's contracted for another couple of years. So, we're hoping and expecting that he'll be with us for those couple of years.
The thought around some in the industry, Andrew, was that until the Adelaide Crows had their season completed, that nothing would happen from Bryce Gibbs until that moment. Now, that moment's come and gone. So do you feel, are you bracing for that question to be asked again?
No, I don't know. I mean, who knows the timing, Damien? I'm not sure. That's out of our hands. It may not happen. It may have. We're in the sort of in Bryce's hands there a little bit, but what we've done is given him a lot of support this year.
Yeah.
He certainly, he loves Carlton. Bottom line is he loves Carlton and he's a Carlton man. So, we'd expect him to be going around next year for us.
Have the club had any form of discussion with him that if it was to go down that pathway, how you guys would be reacting? And I just mean by that you took a pretty strong stance 12 months ago that, it would have to be massive compensation, or it just hasn't been any form of discussion whatsoever?
No, I haven't had any discussion, Terry, but you probably, as you alluded to, I think Bryce and his management would understand our position, given our position last year. So I don't think you have to be Einstein to work that out.
Well, I just sort of, from my own point of view, I have a look at him and he's a year older, so that lessens his effect marginally, but I think he's had one of his better years, which I think sort of almost balances it out. So I think it really sits almost exactly where it was 12 months ago, if anything was to happen. When I have a look at your list, Andrew, so many good young players around that 19-20 age bracket. That was obviously rewarded by getting the 5 Rising Star nominations this year. Probably are a little bit light on in that 23, 24, 25 age bracket. Would Devon Smith be a player of interest, obviously, to build up that sort of age demographic?
Yeah, well, absolutely, Terry. As far as the age bracket is concerned, that age between 22 and 25, 26, we're light on. We've obviously got a couple of really, really good players, Paddy Cripps, Sam Doherty, got Kieran Byrne in that bracket as well. But, we need to bolster that somewhat. Look, Devon's, we've got some interest in Devon. He's obviously a proven player from GWS. So, we've got some interest there. And as you say, it fits the age profile.
Are you down the path with Devon at all, Andrew?
Oh, look, we've shown some interest. If we want him, we've got a lot of work to do, yeah.
Okay.
And, obviously, we're still another week away from when it all fires up. So, we'll have to get ourselves into gear.
Some clubs have expressed a concern about the state of his knee. Is it a concern to you?
Well, he still played on it this year. He played 17 games or something this year. I think, I'll have to wait to see a medical first, but I think with a PCL, it's certainly nowhere near the degree of an ACL or anything like that. And there's two schools of thought, depending on how bad the PCL is, on whether you operate or whether you don't. So we'll have to go through that process really thoroughly before, and that'll form part of our decision making as well.
Sure. You as a footy club were very open in your interest on Tom Rockliffe. You made the Brisbane Lions aware you were going to make an approach. Port Adelaide is also very keen on him. Do you have an update on Rockliffe for us?
No, probably you guys know more than us at this stage. Certainly we've got interest, yeah, definitely. And we know that Port have too. So, and we know that he's, certainly happy with the Brisbane Lions Football Club as well. So he's got a couple of options up his sleeve. We're continuing discussions with him, as our Port and as our Brisbane, of course. So we'll just have to see how that pans out.
Obviously, Steve Silvani has a great relationship with the players at GWS. Matty Kennedy is another one of those players that's been bandied about potentially of leaving. I would think that he would sort of add to Paddy Cripps and that next generation of midfielders, if you were to have any interest in him. What's the thoughts on him as a player?
Yeah, I mean, he's a good player. He's in that Paddy Cripps mould, isn't he, Terry?
Yeah, very much.
Terry. He's a bit of a bull around the inside mid. So, there's no secret we need to bolster that midfield, and hence, obviously, talking to Tom as well. So, Matty would certainly suit our needs. A lot of water needs to go under the bridge, of course, and, that water will be flowing pretty steadily in a week's time. But, it certainly fits the need. I think he's got a issue with his shoulder at the moment, but that's more of a short-term issue, so I don't see that as any stumbling block. But, need a lot of water going under the bridge yet.
Do you know if there are many clubs courting him, and do you know whether he is likely to sort of make a decision on one particular club at all?
No, not at this early stage. I'm sure we'll find that out next week. We'll get a bit closer to finding that out next week. And certainly by the 19th, we should have a pretty good idea. But, he's a good player. He's a young footballer still, early draft pick initially. So I imagine that there'll be a few clubs after him.
We're talking with Andrew McKay, head of football operations at the Carlton Footy Club. Just one more question regarding GWS connections with the club, Andrew. Ryan Griffin's name has come up in recent weeks. Again, he's contracted like a lot of the players that we're going to be talking about are, but is there an interest there?
No, there's not. He doesn't quite fit our profile. I did hear myself as well that there were whispers that, that he might be moving, but no, we haven't made any advance or know anything about that at all.
Okay. Adam Sard, yet another player who's contracted. There's almost an acceptance now that he will seek to return to Victoria. Do you have an interest in him?
Well, if he sought a return to Victoria, then we'd certainly be interested. He's half-back. We've got a number of half-backers as well. Obviously, Sam Doherty, Kieran Byrne, Cade Simpson, who's in the twilight of his career. So we'd be interested in talking, but he's got to make up his mind to be really sure that he wants to come back to Melbourne.
What about a couple of your boys that are uncontracted? When do you make a call on them? Talk about blokes like Dylan Buckley and Nick Graham.
Yeah, it's a tough spot for them, Terry, and you've been through it as well, being coach. It's a really tough spot, tough period of time for them between now and the end of trade period. We've spoken to them a number of times and said, look, you're just going to have to wait out until we're nearing the end of trade period. It comes back down to a numbers game, which is unfortunately part of the system. It sounds pretty ruthless, but it's just unfortunately part of the system. So we'll be a bit clearer with them in the next week or so.
Okay. One more of the players who's contracted for 2018, Reece Palmer, Andrew. Some talk that he might try just to get out of the AFL system and go back to WA. Do you have an update on his situation for us?
No update at the moment. We're in discussions with him and just trying to get a really good grip of his mindset and what he wants to do, and then we'll work with him either way. So, really early on in that conversation at the moment.
Sure. Sounds like you're in a bit of a holding pattern, which is understandable given that it's yet to officially kick off, Friday being a free agency opening, and then Monday officially next week, the start of the trade period. But you give the indication at the same time as being in the holding pattern that you're going to be pretty active, Andrew.
Yeah, well, we'll have some, definitely have a lot of balls in the air, Damien. As you say, it's a bit early out of the blocks at the moment, given nothing started. So, yeah, we're certainly looking to be active. We need to improve our list and increase the depth of talent on our list. I think, it's well known that we've got a good young bunch of players with the last couple of drafts. We need to improve that middle group with a couple of trade-ins or free agents. And then we've got some older heads that have played some really good footy for us this year. So we just need to balance up the list slightly, but still go to the draft at the end of the year.
Yeah, right. One of those older heads, Dale Thomas, is that officially done yet to have him back on the books for 2018?
Yes, it is. Yeah, that's official. So it's great to have Dave back on. Just his wealth of knowledge and his experience around the place has been fantastic for our young guys.
And you've got pick three in the draft. Is it possible you might throw that out to gauge some reaction for it?
Unlikely. Yeah, really unlikely. You never know. You never say no, but really unlikely at this stage.
Great. Hey, Andrew, really appreciate you opening the batting for us today on the late trade for NAB Trade Radio, just giving us an update on where the Blues are at. And, I think we can feel from what you're saying there, it's going to be game on when it all opens up officially as of next Monday from the trade perspective.
Yeah, it'll be fun and games when the gates open, right, Dan? So looking forward to it.
Well, I appreciate your time, as always, on Trade Radio.
Okay, thanks, Dan. See ya.